Whitey, Sherelle. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
It is, and it's a chance to celebrate an outstanding career in the world of Australian domestic and international netball. After 17 years, Nat Medhurst has said, you know what? I'm out. I've had a good time, starting with the Adelaide Thunderbirds all the way through to the Firebirds, the Fever and the Magpies of recent years, and of course 86 caps for the Australian Diamonds. She's a legend of the sport, and she's joined us on the program this morning. Nat, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
We are wrapped to have you on the program. It's been a long journey for you, and we've got, obviously, the world's greatest ever netballer with us on the program in Sherelle. But you're coming close, Nat.
Not even close. no, she is in a whole different calibre, that one.
Don't know about that, but we'll put you in the calibre and the category for today, if you don't mind, because it's been an amazing journey. Have you had a chance? You've been celebrated the last week or two since you announced your retirement. Have you had a chance to sit back and look at what you've done?
I wouldn't say celebrating in lockdown with my baby and partner really took place. It was far from a celebration. I was like, this is depressing. I can't even go to the pub and have a drink with anyone. But I've certainly had time to look back. It's I can't believe how quickly 17 years went, and to be a part of some incredible moments in not only netball history, but in sport has been, it's certainly, I think, a pinch-yourself sort of moment that I actually got to be a part of, some pretty incredible moments.
Well, three netball world championships would suggest that that's a pretty good impact on the sport, Nat.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm not too sure how big my contribution was, but obviously in 07, that first one, I didn't really get it, to be honest, in those early years with the Diamonds, what it meant, and particularly, at that level and those sorts of big events. And 2007, to beat Bowie New Zealand in New Zealand, and I'm sure Sherelle will agree, it's pretty awesome, and particularly when it's a World Cup. So the way we did that, it was pretty remarkable.
Nat, it's so difficult for me to know exactly what to ask you, because we've had so many experiences together playing netball, and we've had so much time. I mean, you mentioned that World Cup in 07, and I'm interested, actually, because I've never really asked you this before. What's your favourite memory playing for Australia? What is the thing that is a real highlight for you?
I guess if there's obviously the games, and I think 2010, dare I say it, that Commonwealth Games in India, even though we lost, that was just really sticks into my mind, that whole entire experience, for probably every wrong reason. That one really does stand out. But obviously, you know, you win all those championships, it's pretty remarkable. But to be honest, a lot of it, it's the stuff that happens away from the court that people don't realise that I think are the funny things. I don't know if you remember that one of the Commonwealth Games, and we actually started a Remember When list, because there's just so many things that happen away from the court and funny things that you get to share with your teammates, which are, I think, some of the highlights and things they'll miss.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's those things are sometimes hard to remember when you're living through it. So I love doing that. That's for sure. And you mentioned that Delhi experience, and obviously we ended up playing the longest game in netball history and losing to New Zealand in double extra time. But you're right. It's funny in a career as long as yours and the experiences that you've had that you mentioned that, because sometimes it's those tough experiences that just as important to what we've experienced as the highlights.
Yeah, exactly right. And that whole tour, I think it was about 5 weeks that we were away for. I think we got one day off. Thanks, Plum. that whole time, it was
Norma Plummer.
Full on. Obviously, Delhi was just so different. Living in the village, we didn't even know if the games was going to get up. I think a few of us, both yourself and I, included, got a bit of a Delhi belly while we were over there, and just everything. And then to lose, as you said, the way in which we did in the longest game ever of netball, I think it just left such a bad taste in our mouths. And then to back it up, to come out the next year, I think we learnt so much from that heading into that World Cup. And then luckily that time we were on the right end of the result.
Nat, it's very rare for a professional athlete to play at four different teams in a domestic competition, and for quite an extended period, at least three of them. So you started with the Thunderbirds, the Firebirds, the Fever, and then finishing at Collingwood. Why was it that that happened the way it did?
Yeah, I guess to be honest, when I first started, I never ever thought I would leave Adelaide. That's where I grew up. My family is still there, and you know, I guess things happen, and it's, to be honest, netball's quite different to probably a lot of other sports, is that there generally is quite a lot of movement. We don't have long-term contracts. Most of the time they're only 1 or 2 years, and people do move quite frequently after that. And all my movements were for different reasons. I loved all my times there. When I was in Queensland, I loved playing there, but it was probably the stuff away from the court that I didn't really enjoy about living in Queensland that I made the decision to move. And people, I know on the outside, like to jump to conclusions, and you'll get called a traitor and everything else from everyone in the grandstand. But yeah, it was, you know, I've had amazing experiences at all the clubs, and I guess enjoyed it, which has allowed me as well to travel around the country. So I'll take that as a positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where will home be from here on in? You've got Edison, the young fellow who was just born in July, I think, little baby boy. Congratulations to you and Sam. But where's home now?
Thank you. Well, home is Melbourne. So we're here. Well, no one will take us anyway for any Victorians. No one wants us. So we've got no choice. Even if you want to go by default, we're stuck here. So no, we're here. I just actually, yeah, retired on Thursday from one career and jumped headfirst on Monday into a brand new one. So with Commonwealth Games Australia, which is exciting. So that's awesome. My contract with them is until the end of 22. So I'll be expecting to be here till at least then.
Well, that is magnificent.
And that's exciting, Nat. Want, finally, on the Collingwood experience, Nat, it's, you know, it's an interesting one in netball, having a footy team involved, and it's and fantastic on many levels. You've been training so hard. I wondered if perhaps we might just get one final glimpse of you before you did actually pull the pin.
Yeah, I was trying to. I was cleared, believe it or not, to get up. So I started about 3 weeks after giving birth. I had a Caesar as well. Not sure. It must have still been the drugs in the system. But, yeah, and I got cleared to get up to go. But, unfortunately, an exemption for Samuel to go as a primary carer for Edison just took far too long. So I would have been able to get there for the last 3 games of the season. I even did a yo-yo test, people don't know what a yo-yo is, it's a beat test. So that was part of my fitness test that I had to tick off. And so the fact that I did that and didn't even end up playing is absolutely depressing. I just can't believe it. It's, my last thing I did before I retire was do a yo-yo. Far out, who does that?
Never do one again, ever, ever again, never.
That's one too many though in my books anyway.
You need to make a comeback and retire before doing a yo-yo so you can go out properly. That's not the way to go out. But you've had an outstanding impact on the sport in Australia and a lot of fans across the globe as well. We appreciate you joining us today to relive some of that. Nat, enjoy retirement. Enjoy the Commonwealth Games Association. That's a great gig up until 2022, and spending great time with your family. Go get them.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.